When training sheepdogs, you can have a dog with such a strong eye, he'll get fixated on just one sheep, miss the big picture, and the rest of the flock go their own way. During Holy Week, in which Christians all over the world focus on Jesus' final time on earth, it's too easy to get fixated on the death of Jesus and miss the big picture, the purpose behind his crucifixion. This is what often happens when people are told about Jesus' resurrection and also his subsequent meetings with his people afterwards. Of course, the Roman soldiers didn't want to admit that they bungled the job they were supposed to do in guarding the tomb. The chief priests and the Pharisees had demanded a guard stood watch outside the tomb as they wanted to make sure Jesus didn't do what was on the label and rise again after 3 days. However, they hadn't reckoned on the omnipotence of God, who controls all things. After all, he did create all things anyway. In Matthew's Gospel it says, "There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. The guards were so afraid of him, they shook and became like dead men." When they reported to the chief priests what had happened, they bribed the soldiers to say the disciples had stolen the body. How they and the Roman soldiers must have searched high and low for that body. It must have been an inconvenient truth that Jesus did, and still does, all he said he would do. Defeat death, conquer Satan, rise again in 3 days, and fulfill God's salvation plan for all who believe in him. It's the only way to be forgiven of their sins and have eternal life. It is such an incredulous story, even his disciples and followers took some convincing. In the Bible, we could read of several times Jesus appeared after his crucifixion. Firstly, to Mary Magdalene in the garden where his tomb was. She rushed back to tell the disciples the good news, but they didn't believe her testimony. Then again with two of his followers on the road to Emmaus, despondently returning to their homes. Unrecognized, Jesus walked with them, heard about their sadness of his death. It was only when Jesus broke the bread did they realize that this companion on their journey really was the risen Lord. This followed with Jesus appearing to the disciples who, to prove he was no ghost, ate some fish and pointed out to them that ghosts wouldn't have flesh and bones. One of the disciples, Thomas, hadn't been there, and as recorded in John's Gospel, said, "Unless I see the nail marks on his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." If you respond in faith as Thomas did, you're promised something even better than Easter eggs. The Bible offers lasting food for the soul, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, along with a guaranteed place in heaven. All these things are promised to those who follow Jesus. Who would you rather believe in? The chief priests, politicians, the press, or God's word in the Bible?